Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
This good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it to.
There we are. Seven after the hour. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friends Roberta Fasanelli and Victoria Keelan. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Yes, he's one of my friends as well, and so are you as we work our way through. Actually, moment of introduction, Victoria Keelan is new on the program. And what I didn't do, Richie, was give a lot of thought to this beforehand. Two New Yorkers
really?
On the air.
Yeah.
At the, I know it shocks you.
We're in trouble.
Hear me say that I didn't give it too much thought before we actually did it. But Victoria is a New Yorker. Roberta, although maybe she's a transplanted New Yorker because she spent time in New
Orleans. Yeah, but Victoria's nice, you know.
What?
Roberta, I didn't say that, Roberta. Richie said that.
Roberta's
I did not say that.
Gruff and rough New Yorker, and you know Victoria's.
I say what everybody's thinking, but nobody wants to say.
No, that's my job. I actually say that. You say the things that most people are not. They don't want to hear, but they hear people saying them.
That's true. That's true too.
Yet she doesn't like Trump for doing the same thing.
Okay, so let's see where we go with this, and I'm gonna. This is gonna be a short conversation, I think, but I'm not sure. We'll try a little of it and see where it goes. Many of you have heard the discussion on the open carry discussion. Some people who are going to the GOP convention in Cleveland think that they ought to be able to express their Second Amendment rights by toting guns at the convention. Now, it's against the law in Cleveland, although I do think Ohio's an open carry.
Ohio's an open carry state.
State, right. But can you imagine the Secret Service trying to patrol?
Yeah, when I was at CPAC, a security line was a week long just to get through the metal detectors when any of the candidates were in the building. So I don't see this going anywhere.
All right, so here's YouTuber Ross Smith says, one thing for sure, open carry at the GOP convention would make for some great TV.
Ordinarily, I'm not a big fan of mixing crowds with booze and firearms, but I think given the fact that there's now a petition requesting that people be allowed to carry guns at the Republican National Convention, I think in this case it's a pretty good idea. You can see here that, you know, if people really believe what they say, then the GOP should recognize our constitutional rights to open carry firearms at the Republican National Convention. And that will make for some interesting TV. So, guys, really, I hope you do decide to let people carry weapons there, or in fact, make it mandatory, and then openly serve Jim Beam or even Tequila would be better. Great TV. Look forward to it.
Get Solo Schneid to sponsor it.
Okay. So now 41,000 people have signed this petition thus far to allow it, but there are those who think there's a conspiracy theory that is directed at Donald Trump. There are those who think that the guns are aimed at killing Donald Trump. I don't know who started that. Maybe Donald Trump started that rumor, but because he's the one who said, well, there's going to be riots if I don't get the nomination, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what I want to know is, and I'll turn to the two New Yorkers, Victoria and Roberta, why is there a Donald Trump tombstone in Central Park?
Did you see that?
Park authorities removed the tombstone. There were pictures of it that appeared on the line. The park authority confirmed that a headstone was found with Donald Trump's name on it in Central Park.
Oh. So, and the great thing is the tombstone had the phrase, make America hate again.
Okay. Is that enough? Notice Victoria was smart on this one, Richard.
They did return it. You know, they took
returned
it back,
to whom?
Know. Well, they took it back. That's what I meant. They
took
got
it back where?
It.
Where?
They got rid of it.
Where'd it come from?
They don't know, but they got rid of it.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like a case for Law and Order. Okay. Another item.
CSI.
Yeah, right. Here's something that has stirred the pot. I don't know. Maybe I should before I do this, let's just get rid of a few more. Not get rid of, that sounds dismissive, and I don't mean it, because people who take the time to express themselves, if I give a few moments to some of the comments on facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day. Deanna writes, first person deemed a protester gets shot. This is about the open carry at the GOP convention. Lisa writes, if open carry is allowed at Starbucks and college campuses, why not the GOP convention? After all, those convention attendees are only demonstrating their Second Amendment rights. Mm-hmm. David writes, the Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland is owned by the Gateway Economic Development Corporation, which is a private company. They are allowed a no-gun policy in the arena, just as much as your family or anything privately owned could say no to guns. This is not against the Second Amendment. Only the city, state, and feds prohibiting weapons would be a constitutional issue. I'm sure that that's much more thought than has been given this by most, frankly. So, anyway,
I think it's a great idea. They can just, like, kill each other off.
Oh, Roberta. Jeez.
Yeah, nothing can go wrong with that plan.
No.
Little
just
gym.
Throw in a little brown liquor for
that's it. Yeah, right. Jeez. What's your favorite brown liquor, Victoria?
I'm not a brown liquor drinker. I'm only a wine drinker.
Really?
Yeah.
Roberta, you've sort of stopped. You've stopped drinking pretty much altogether, haven't you?
Yeah. I mean, if I'm going to indulge in anything, it'll be a little bit of tequila, but that's about it.
Tequila.
Tequila. I'm a tequila drinker. Tequila.
If you're going to drink, why not just get right to it?
Yeah.
It's Roberta's fat. You know,
really?
Yeah. Richie, I don't drink wine.
I don't think, Rich, you drink hard anything, do you?
I don't. I drink beer and I drink wine, and there will be the occasional tequila shot.
So somebody tried to sell me a very expensive...
He's followed up by bad things.
Bad choices.
Somebody tried to sell me a bottle of expensive wine, and I couldn't get a hold of Meredith at the time. I don't know one wine from another. You couldn't prove it to me. And I think they were just trying to have a fun little fun with me.
Hey, Mr. Stefan, anyway. this very exclusive wine for $1,000 for the bottle. It's called Two-Buck Chuck.
Two-Buck Chuck, right. Yeah. You know what's really crazy? You know, I was in California last week visiting my daughter, Victoria, and she's 20 years old. She lives in Los Angeles, and she's a legal California resident. She has a California ID, blah, blah, blah. So we went up to Northern Cal to see the Redwoods, and we stopped at the Korbel Winery, which was very, very nice. And, you know, I sampled some of their champagnes, but the irony is that because she was not 21, she could not sample any of the wines and champagnes. You know, this is a kid grown up in an Italian household. We've allowed her to have wine for years. We see nothing wrong with it. You know, it's a family setting. You're having dinner, and everybody gets a little bit of wine. Yet, because she's a California resident and she's over 18, she can walk into any dispensary and buy any marijuana product she likes. But she could not sample a glass of wine at Korbel because she's under 21. Is that the craziest thing you've ever heard?
That's crazy.
Is that nuts?
Yeah, it is nuts.
I was like, what? You know, we were talking to the lady at the winery about it, how crazy this is.
The United States of Confusion. 14 after the hour. Speaking of that, Robert De Niro has pulled an anti-vaccine documentary from the Tribeca Film Festival. We'll find out why in a moment here on Good Day. Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
We're spending more and more time plugged in, checking email, playing games, hanging out on social media sites.
Our smartphones, tablets, and laptops always seem to be within arm's reach, and our connectivity is creeping into our downtime, our sleep time, and our family time. How can we embrace taking a break from technology?
Blogger Patrick Roan suggests creating a tech-free zone in your home, a place where books, pen and paper, board games, and other such items are not only welcome but championed.
What room in your home could become a place where gadgets get checked at the door?
Get off the grid and get in touch with your creativity and imagination to important skills that lead to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Name and town.
Adolfo Gutierrez from Tepatitlan de Morelos, Jalisco, Mexico.
Zoom in on it for us.
Central Mexico, near Guadalajara, where tequila is made.
Now you're talking. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Ryan in Central Mexico.
Total freedom. Only way to go.
The cops.
No problem with the police.
They help us all the time.
Police over there like motorcycles. As long as you don't get too far out of line, you're okay.
Buckets.
Helmet is required in cities, main freeways, they don't require the helmet. Oh, we did stop at Parral, where Pancho Villa was killed, and took a few pictures there, escorted by federales. They love motorcycles.
Have a safe trip.
You're welcome to follow us back to Jalisco if you want.
Don't tap me. American Bike Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
17 half the hour on Good Day. Okay, many of you may or may not have heard of the Robert De Niro flap. I always love it when people talk about a flap. So what happened was De Niro went to speak about a documentary called Vaxxed, From Cover-Up to Catastrophe. It's chosen as an entry into the Tribeca Film Festival. He's interested in it because his daughter has autism, and there are many people who believe that vaccines or certain vaccines cause and or contribute to autism. So here is a fellow who was reporting on the scene from one of the websites, reporting on De Niro's announcement that the movie was being pulled from the film festival after it had been seen.
A day after Robert De Niro's Tribeca Film Festival defended the decision to screen an anti-vaccination film as providing the opportunity for conversation, De Niro said Saturday that the festival has pulled the movie from its lineup. The makers of Vaxxed, From Cover-Up to Conspiracy, billed the film as an investigation into a Centers for Disease Control study that found the MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, does not cause autism. It alleges the CDC committed fraud. The film's director is Andrew Wakefield, who suggested a possible link between vaccines and autism and had his medical license stripped in 2010. De Niro said in a statement, "My intent in screening this film was to provide an opportunity for conversation around an issue that is deeply personal to me and my family. But after reviewing it over the past few days with the Tribeca Film Festival team and others from the scientific community, we do not believe it contributes to or furthers
okay.
the discussion."
So what this does, the scientific community means they agree with the AMA. And it isn't about any more the mumps and the measles. It has to do with the mercury that is in there. Richie was talking about earlier it being still in flu shots, but it does still have a presence in several other vaccines that are given to children. So
there's no thimerosal in mercury in any vaccine shots given to kids. It's just flu shots.
I'm not sure that that's true, Richie.
I talked to my doctor, and
well, that's what your doctor said.
Look online.
Yeah. Dean writes, the film festival censored the movie not because it's fraudulent, but because it's true. Peter writes, I'm not anti-vaccine, but I am getting quite convinced that vaccines are now being marketed aggressively, unnecessarily, and unsafely by corporations who care less about your health than their profit.
I would agree with that.
I think that's where I am on all of this. Yeah, that's really what the bottom line is. 21 after on Good Day.